The Volumes of Truth, Volume 7, Repent, January 18, 2009, from the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord God of Israel, the God of all, I am come, and I shall visit upon this generation great recompense for all their adulteries against God, for all their murders and oppression. I shall lay them waste. Yet first I shall remove my hand, and evil shall reign. And according to all this generation has sown, so shall they reap. Therefore fall down, all you wicked. Be cast down, all you high-minded. Grovel at the feet of your Creator, you double-minded hypocrites. For the sow knows her place, and wallows in it. Yet this generation knows no bounds. Your sin proliferates as the pestilence and spreads forth as the plague. And oh, how you, oh modern peoples of this wicked age, love to have it so. Shall I not repay? Did you think it was hidden from my eyes? Did you think I, even I, the Creator of heaven and earth, would not come down and make a swift end? Oh, foolish and deceived generation! I had sent to you grace, yet you turn and spit at the king. And what shall I say to a people, the likes of which even those of Sodom and Gomorrah would have fled from, saying,
This people and its ways are a terror unto us. Let us go into silence, and suffer not to know the Lord's anger over that which a people such as this have committed. For our sins were great, and we received the due reward for our iniquities. Yet these people have come out to fight against the king.
Yet I know your thoughts, and I have heard your voices, O most wicked generation. Even now I hear you saying within yourselves,
In what way have we sinned against the Lord? And by what means did we become worthy of all this punishment? Who is our king, and what king is appointed over us?
O most wicked and arrogant generation, there is a king who reigns and shall come. Yet he remains hidden from your eyes. Therefore, thus says the Lord your God, of whom you have forsaken and not known, choosing rather to strike me from all remembrance, that you may be loosed from all accountability. Behold, there is another king, and he shall rule over you. He shall be fierce, and his countenance shall be like no other man, a man skilled in intrigue, who serves the prince and the power of the air. Yet to you he will be as a savior, a man of action. He shall reign in the earth for a short season, and many shall flock to him and bow down, even to the bearing of the mark and the number of his name upon their foreheads or right hands. For you have all become as goats, meat for the slaughter. You have chosen vanities, and do always revel in your uncleanness, pursuing all the lusts thereof. Behold, the whole world is defiled, awash in iniquity, overflowing with abomination. And so I give to you a king, one who shall woo you and bring in the slaughter. And you together with him shall drink of the wine of the wrath of my fury. Then you will know, I am the Lord. My people, today is the day. Call upon the name of the Lord, by him whose name is one with the fathers, and repent. Drink from this cup which I have poured out for you. Embrace this word which I have spoken to you. Return to me in sincerity and in truth, that I may gather you, that I may shelter you under the shadow of my healing wings. For the Lord omnipotent reigns, and has spoken to this generation, saying, Repent!